Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 6:6.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is John 6:6. He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. When problems hit, what do you tend to focus on first? The power, presence, and provisions of God, or your resources and abilities? If you answered the latter, you're not alone. I imagine most of us have this tendency, at least on occasion. Imagine what your stress level and anxiety level might look like if you began to filter everything through the power and provisions of God. So, like, say if you'd learned that you just lost your job, or that you'd received a frightening health diagnosis, if you were trying to navigate through confusing relational tension, or maybe you were trying to complete the biggest work assignment of your life with little help from your coworkers. Unfortunately, for some of you, those scenarios might be realities. Most of us understand how challenging each of those circumstances I mentioned can be, and all the potential what-ifs that can quickly fill our minds. But imagine having watched Jesus heal the sick, the paralytic, bring sight to the blind, and hearing to the deaf. Not just once or with one person or even 5, 10, or 20, but crowds of people wherever he went. And imagine after you'd witnessed all of those miracles, more than you could count or really comprehend, imagine he was standing right beside you in the flesh when you learned of each of those scenarios that I mentioned a moment ago. Do you think you'd respond differently? Do you think you would experience more assurance and peace? Well, in the passage surrounding today's Bible verse, Scripture tells us sometime after Jesus had sent out his 12 disciples, giving them the power and authority, his power and authority, to cast out demons and heal every sickness and disease, he invited his disciples to come with him to a quieter location on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. But as usually was the case, the people found out where they'd gone and they soon followed. A lot of people, thousands of people. Upon seeing them, Jesus asked Philip, one of his disciples, "Where can we buy bread to feed all of these people?" Now, considering all Philip had witnessed from the first day he had decided to follow Jesus on, one might have expected him to say something like, "I don't know, Jesus. What would you like me to do? Or better yet, what are you planning to do?" But Philip didn't say that. Instead, his thoughts flew immediately to their resources, their pocketbooks. He was standing in the presence of the Messiah, the supernatural, miracle-working God in human form. And Philip remained fixated on the natural, the logical, his normal way of solving problems. But as today's verse states, Jesus asked this only to test him, because Jesus already knew what he was going to do. And recognize this, Jesus didn't test Philip to see how he might respond. Jesus already knew that as well. Instead, I believe when God tests us. It's for our benefit to reveal places of weakness or doubt within us that we would otherwise remain ignorant of, so that we surrender those to Jesus and he can strengthen our faith. That's how gentle, how loving and attentive he is towards us. And like I said before, he always has a plan, as he did with a situation that left Philip feeling overwhelmed, inadequate, and unprepared. Jesus's plan was so much better, in fact, than any Philip or any of the other disciples could possibly come up with, even if they put all their heads together. It was better than any solution or strategy the entire crowd, all 5,000 plus, could come up with collectively as well. Jesus saw the need, and it drove him to compassion, but it didn't drive him to panic. Instead, he took one little boy's lunch. Not that he needed what the child had brought by any means. He'd already proven that he could exponentially multiply fish after all. And then he gave the disciples their assignment to instruct the people to sit in an orderly way. And then he multiplied the child's offering, which Andrew, another of the disciples, had deemed woefully insufficient. But in Jesus' hands, the little boy's lunch was more than enough. This had to leave Philip and Andrew shaking their heads, not just at the miracle, but at how illogical their lack of faith had been prior. Chaos and problems have a way of capturing our attention and fueling our fears and our doubts. Maybe that's the battle you currently find yourself in. Maybe your circumstances, the problem or problems ahead of you feel so ginormous, so overwhelming, you can't see any possible way out. I doubt Philip saw that little boy's lunch either, and if he did, he certainly didn't envision how Jesus would use it. But that was okay. He and the other disciples didn't need to see ahead. They didn't need to strategize a plan. They simply needed to trust that God already had one and to seek how he wanted them to respond. That's all God asks of us as well, to trust that he's got everything figured out. And then to seek how he wants us to respond, what steps he wants us to take or doesn't want us to take. And then to follow obediently. Let's pray. Father God, you are so wise. You are so attentive and loving and faithful. You see each of our needs long before the crisis or deficit hits. We surrender all of our needs, all of our concerns to you, knowing you will care for us, your beloved children. Help us to recognize every challenge and problem as an opportunity to grow in our faith and our dependence on you. We know that's your heart for us as you continually lead us to greater courage, to greater peace, to greater freedom and joy. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.